No one can say exactly how many people are taking Cipro or other antibiotics to fight or treat anthrax infection. The list includes postal workers in New York, New Jersey, and Washington, D.C., also Capitol Hill and Supreme Court staff, and employees of news organizations. Nor can anyone say how many people are experiencing side effects from the drugs. Dr. Jay Cohen is Associate Professor of Family and Preventive Medicine at the University of California, San Diego. In a study to be published in the Annals of Pharmacotherapy, he writes that a small number of people experienced sometimes severe side effects from Cipro and other high-power antibiotics. Those reactions raised his concern about the increased use of these drugs.
I really felt people really need to be informed about, you know, the infrequent reactions that can occur, and especially what to do if they even begin to occur, because stopping the drugs in that situation is absolutely mandatory.
Sounds like you're talking about more than dizziness and nausea.
Oh, definitely. The people in my study, they encountered side effects such as dizziness, seizures, panic attacks, hallucinations, burning pain down their arms, shooting pain, spasms, contractures, tremors, severe joint pain, muscle pain, they couldn't walk, and some tendon ruptures. No one knows the actual incidence. We do know that about 1% to 2%, maybe 3% of people taking Cipro will get central nervous system reactions, but they can be mild, like dizziness or nightmares, but some can be severe. We know joint and tendon problems occur in 2% or 3%.
Is the public well informed, in your view?
It's better informed now, but there are still a couple areas that concern me, especially because even though the Center for Disease Control is now recommending doxycycline, a different antibiotic, Cipro will still have a use. It's an effective drug for this. It certainly should be used if it's the only one that is effective for certain strains that may emerge. But there are a couple areas that people still need to know more about, and one is that people taking Cipro or similar antibiotics, Floxacin or Levaquin, should not use caffeinated food products or beverages because it can increase the likelihood and severity of neurotoxicity. There's also some evidence that Cipro should not be taken with anti-inflammatory drugs.
Some of Cipro's chemical cousins have been pulled off the market, right?
I believe three, and I think those were good decisions. These drugs, the remaining ones, have their uses, but they're extremely potent.
Federal officials repeatedly have cautioned against unnecessary use of Cipro, but it's a pretty hot seller right now.
Well, there's a human element to this that I think, you know, can't be ignored, which is that we're all scared. I mean, I'm out in California, and we're all scared. And anyone getting flu symptoms now has, you know, is going to have a lot of anxiety about, is it the flu or not? So there is a lot of fear, and I hear about people stockpiling and self-medicating, which, of course, is not a good idea.
A lot of people with flu are getting checked out now.
Can't blame them. I'd probably do the same myself for my family. And I think that's warranted under the circumstances, unfortunately.
Dr. Jay Cohen, Associate Professor of Family and Preventive Medicine at the University of California, San Diego. His latest book is called Overdose, The Case Against the Drug Companies, Prescription Drugs, Side Effects, and Your Health.